Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to episode 3 of whatever it is I'm going to wind up calling this podcast. Again, just like the last ones, you already know the title because it's on the podcast, but I don't know it yet. So you got that one over me. All right. So today I want to start with a quote from Gandhi. It has been said a few different ways, and I don't know which of these is his exact quote, but they all kind of have the same spirit. And it goes like this. The measure of a civilization is how it treats its weakest members. And I find that to be absolutely true. You know, and right now in a lot of stations, maybe in your station, the CCAs are just hung out to dry. Nobody gives a crap about them. And they're just mistreated up and down the line. And these are the people who need the most help. These are the people in the most vulnerable situation. They're the ones making the least amount of money, and they're the ones who least know their rights. I remember when I first became a steward, which was not that long ago, and I have this soft spot in my heart for the CCAs, especially because I was a Carrier Academy instructor for like 6 or 7 years. And I sent them out of that class hoping that they get the best possible experience when they get to their stations. And of course, they don't. So when I became a union steward, I really wanted to make sure that I was going to be taking care of the CCAs. So I asked other stewards and I asked down at the union hall, what parts of the contract should I read to really make sure that CCAs are being treated fairly? And the response I got was basically, who cares? They're CCAs. They're here to help. Well, I care. And as Gandhi said, the way we treat the weakest among us, you know, it tells us what kind of a society we have. So the point of this talk today is I want you guys to try to think back to what it was like when you were a CCA or when you were a PTF, or heaven forbid, you've been in long enough that you remember what it was like to be a casual. I know when I was a PTF back 18 years ago, I had a period of about a month and a half where I got no days off at all. I worked 7 days a week for all that time. And I was in my 30s. I didn't have family at home. And so it wasn't that bad for me, but it was exhausting. And I know that there's this attitude of people, well, I got crapped on and it was awful for me. And so who cares? It's awful for them too. That's just the way it goes. And guys, I'm here to fight against that kind of attitude. I want better for the people who we hire now. I want better conditions for them. I want them to be treated with dignity. And when you see that CCA who's struggling, I want you to talk to them. And I want you to ask that brother, that sister, hey, how you doing? How you holding up? If they need a day off, help them to advocate to the supervisor to get a day off. Help them to stand up for themselves, for their rights. Because these people are rightly afraid of management. They get crapped on by management. Management threatens their hours. They have no idea how discipline works, what it means to get a letter of warning. They probably think they can get fired at any time. And I'm here to push back against that. And I hope you guys will help to push back with me. These are new people and they are the future of the Postal Service. They're the ones who are going to follow in our footsteps and define what it means to be part of the NALC going forward. And we want to make sure that it's an NALC that's filled with love for our brothers and sisters and siblings and not just, oh, well, it was shitty for me, so it's going to be shitty for you. Guys, we're in this together. Please do what you can to help out CCAs. When you're setting up a handoff for them, so for auxiliary assistance, you know, make sure you set them up for success. Give them the easiest path you can and do what you can to help make their life just a little bit less miserable. All right, that's all I got for today. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you next time. Be safe out there.